This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I met a brother, one of my beautiful, beautiful brothers called Azhar Safwan. I met him for the first time in Qatar. He facilitated so many Islamic programs, massive, huge, five-star events. And I found out some time back, he has cancer, shafahullahu afa, Allah grant him shifa. I was passing, coming here, and I decided to go and see him at the hospice. He's not doing well at all. Doctors have already given him a period of time that has expired. But nonetheless, he's alive, he's doing well. And I went there and I said, you know what? I said so many things. We have hope in Allah. We have conviction in Allah. While it's important to prepare in case you pass away, your will and a few loose ends and so on, because you have to do that, you're a human. You can't not do that. You can't let your relative say, shut up, don't talk about death because he might not die. We want him to be cured. Do you know what? Let him prepare. Allah's given him an illness so that he can at least prepare. Sometimes people go with no notice whatsoever. In this case, at least, we're hoping that he's going to be cured. But there's no harm in tying all loose ends and making sure everything's going to be happening. You know, your children, your grandchildren, your business, your work, your passwords and whatnot. You can have a moment to delete a few things and so many other things, right? Hey, at least Allah's given you. So I said we should be preparing to meet with Allah. Yes, correct. But at the same time, we have full hope that Allah will grant you a miracle. Convinced, I am convinced that you are going to be cured by Allah. And I ask, oh Allah, I know you're going to do it. I'm convinced. Allah will either grant him, because he has granted people, so many people whom the doctors have said 6 hours to remain. I know someone who was given 6 days here in London. Wallahi, it's been more than 6 years. The guy is as fit as a fiddle, mashallah. I meet him and see him and I say, good example, subhanallah, how you've been given this time and you're still alive. That's Allah. What happened? The miracle, the dua, all of the combination of everything. When the doctors gave up and said, you can go home, palliative care and whatever else. And you know what? Next thing, this guy starts healing. How did he heal? By the miracle of Allah. Allah wants to show you, when everyone's given up, see what we do. Subhanallah. See what we do. Allah can, he has. But if Allah has written that you're going to go, what happened to you? You have hope. You kept on saying, Allah, I know you're gonna let me live. I know you're going to cure me. I know you're going to give me. I know you're not going to let me go just now. I am convinced, oh Allah, I call out to you. I gave a sadaqah. I did this. I did that. And Allah says, do you know what? The fact that you made all these du'as with such conviction in me, believing in me, that belief has plugged in on a level that will deserve you my mercy, that will grant you entry into Jannah.